This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, straight from the brand new shiny Victorian Pride Centre, which is not yet opened, but this is our second official live broadcast. Macca.
It is, and it's great to be here in Fitzroy Street, St Kilda. Our next guest is, and we keep wanting to call you Bridget McKenzie or Holly Valance, but it's not. Is it Valance or Valance?
It's Valance. G'day, Macca.
Valance.
How are you today?
Very well,
it's Bridget,
thank you.
Valance.
Bridget,
that's
Valance.
Right. You know, okay. I tell the young ones, you know, imagine you're DJing and you go, and that's how you can remember my name, Bridget Valance.
Oh, it's who shot Liberty Valance.
Well, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm too young.
All I can say is that thank God you have the other portfolio of youth, because all of that doesn't mean anything to me.
That's right.
So yes, but Valance is my husband's name, but he's one of his uncle's nicknames is Valance, and his great uncle was Soapy Valance of Carlton fame.
Oh, well, there you go.
You don't even know who that is.
I don't know who that is.
You're sounding impressed, but you've got no idea.
Yeah, that's right.
Neither do I, I'm afraid.
No. Yeah, this isn't the Could Have Been Champions. So welcome.
Oh, I'd like to first off say happy birthday, Macca.
Thank you. See, if you were the Minister for Seniors, you could help me out. Thanks for joining us again, Bridget. Look, I wanted to start off, the portfolio that, you have three. The one that, of course, is of most interest to our listeners and to us is the one of equality. If I can ask you, can you define what equality means, Bridget?
Well, equality is a really broad term, but equality means that everyone has... an opportunity, the same opportunities, and there's a quality of opportunity, and that there's complete respect for every individual and how they can contribute to society, and I think that's really what we should all be aspiring to.
So, I always have a saying that equal means equal. There's only one way to spell it, and there's only one way to implement it, and that is that, in terms of colour, we're blind. In terms of sexuality, we don't care. In terms of gender, that's not an issue. And in terms of access to government services and whether and employment,
any services,
anything that a community provides or makes available, it must be available to everyone equally and without any discrimination or qualification.
Without any prejudice or discrimination, and that, in terms of we need to make sure that we look out for the most vulnerable people in our society and ensure that they have pathways to access services and support just like anyone else, regardless of their level of education or, your financial background or, your sexual orientation, whatever the case may be, that everyone has that equality of opportunity and is equal, equality before the law, all of these kinds of things. And it's very central to my value system, and I think many Victorians' values.
That's a great segue. That's a great segue into our very next question to you, Bridget, which is, tell us a bit more. So you've started to talk a bit about some of your values and how you understand equality, but tell us what you stand for. Tell us what your commitments are as the opposition spokesperson for equality.
Well, it's exactly that. I mean, that's exactly what I stand for, and what I stand for in terms of this portfolio, is that raising the profile of issues and challenges that that everyone has, I guess the LGBTIQ community has, and all Victorians have, raising the profile of issues and challenges where people might be falling through the cracks or need support, and bringing those to the fore and having candid and open conversations and seeing where we can, where we're doing well and where we need to, where we're not doing so well and where support needs to be provided, and using that to inform, inform how we advocate and how we form policies. But, from a values perspective, as a Liberal, very, very great believer in freedom of speech and freedom of association and, as we said before, a quality of opportunity. And I think they're central to how our democratic society has lived.
Where could we do better? Where would you like to see further investment and further policy work from a government perspective to ensure that the sorts of things that you've described this morning can be aspired to and can be achieved?
Well, in terms of that, I think we need to look at the current context. And, of course, we've just gone through a very challenging time for our community, our communities right across Victoria with the COVID pandemic. And many Victorians are experiencing huge challenges. And so I think that's in terms of where we're at today, that necessarily informs how we respond. And I think so support for individuals, business owners, community organisations, volunteer organisations who have struggled really in the last 12, 18 months.
Can you give us some specifics in relation to our communities, the queer communities? Can you give us any specifics about where you'd like to see further investment and further action?
Absolutely. Well, I think that in terms of businesses and events, I think I mentioned it when we spoke last time, that there's many, the whole events sector has been under huge challenge, and from the queer, LGBTIQ, many significant events have been cancelled, necessarily because of COVID and restrictions and putting public health and wellbeing first, obviously not wanting to spread the virus. But because those events have been cancelled, that's been very, very challenging for those events, who are often run by, generally run by volunteers. Volunteers do a lot of fundraising to put on those events, and there's a lack of confidence with even a couple more COVID cases, unfortunately, in the community now, about whether those events can be reheld this year, and we don't want to lose that.
Specifically, in relation to our communities, the queer communities, is there anything that you would like to see some further work in?
Yeah, well, particularly that. So where there's queer events that have been set back, to be able to reignite some of the support, support payments, and I know that there's been a number of business grants and the grants rounds. I'd like to see those reignited, so that we can help those, make sure that we don't lose those really culturally significant and important and job generating events from the queer community. So that's what I'd like to see in the short term, is that that we can find a way for events to be able to be put on safely, and that the queer community, those events that they haven't been able to run in the last 12 months, that they can get that support that they need to run. So I think that's really what's important. And out here, so that's very important. I think
last time we spoke, you mentioned to us that you had identified in the state government budget papers that there had been a substantial cut to the equality budget line. In fact, something like a 25% budget cut. Have you been able to understand what that is about? Have you done any further work on that?
Yeah, I have. It was something that when reading through the budget papers was quite a surprise to see. And since we spoke last, that actually has been confirmed by the Labor government, the Minister, Martin Foley, that there it has in fact been a, or it's a 24.9%. So let's say 25%.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. As expected, well, as it was in black and white in the budget papers. So what I did is that we had our public accounts and estimates, or PAYAC process, and that committee is charged with scrutinising the budget. And the Premier, or actually at this moment, the Acting Premier and all the Ministers of the Government appear before that committee to answer a series of questions about what's appearing and featured in the budget. So when it came to the equality portfolio, given we saw that significant variation, that significant reduction listed there, we wanted to ask a few questions about it. And Labor's Minister Foley did confirm that there was a 25% cut to some LGBTI programs, and really they were centred around that business support and that support that was available to members of the LGBTIQ community through programs over the last in the last financial year, and they had been reduced, or they'd been, I guess, cut.
We also checked in with we also checked in with Minister Foley, and Minister Foley has said, and I quote here, that it is all one-off COVID support funding as part of a stimulus package for the community. A first. He described it as being a first for our community, that our community got some COVID-specific funding specifically for the queer communities. So is that consistent with your understanding?
Yes, so it's in terms of there was specific support packages for the queer community through COVID, but of course COVID is still with us. So
would you reinstate that if you were the Minister for Equality? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, at this stage, I mean, if I get the opportunity, I'd love to have the opportunity of being Minister for Equality, but of course, that's still not, if that does occur, that's at best, 18 months away. And we have, the COVID pandemic is still occurring now and a challenge for our community. Now, I think that was a good thing that there was, some grants for the queer community in the last financial year. But of course, we know that we've had the Valentine's Day lockdown in February this year. We've just had our recent fourth lockdown that really impacts, as we said, queer events. It impacts LGBTIQ members of our community who run small businesses, So with the pandemic and the lockdowns and the restrictions that are impacting the way that, the activities that we can do and, how we can conduct business, lots of businesses have been forced closed for periods of time, the challenges and the financial burdens and challenges haven't gone away.
Well, it's music to our ears and music to a number of our listeners who this morning have already come back with some feedback and said, isn't it wonderful that you're going to restore one-off funding? So, Bridget, thank you very much for your time this morning. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but I do need,
need
to correct something.
Someone's confused.
They've messaged you're Bridget McKenzie.
That Bridget McKenzie voted against gay marriage. Bridget McKenzie will not come on our show. She's been invited on many occasions. She has refused to come on our show, she actually only lives up the road in Elwood.
She does.
But anyway. There you go. But
Maka, I can say very happily that I voted in favour of marriage equality, because I think that that's And just like we said earlier in the show about equality and being equal, that that was such an important step to take.
But you're saying you voted for the postal survey, yeah, because that was a federal bit of legislation.
Well, that's right. I mean, but at the end of the day, whichever format it took, it's certainly something that I'm very support. You know, was
wonderful.
Whatever format, whichever way it was going to occur, I think it should have happened, and it should have happened a long time ago. And it's I'm happy that we have that now.
Bridget, unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That was Bridget Vallance, the member for Evelyn, who's also the opposition spokesperson for equality
and youth.
And environment.
Yes.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.